For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala has died in government custody. Officials in New Mexico say the child had been treated for cold and fever. Then he was released from a hospital, but he immediately returned and then died a few hours later. The boy is the second child to die in Customs and Border Patrol custody this month. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl, whose body was returned to her home village on Christmas Eve, died from extreme dehydration after she and her father crossed the border illegally. Officials say she didn't receive treatment for 90 minutes after she showed signs of illness. President Trump has made hardline immigration policies a central plank of his presidency, drawing fire from critics who accuse him of demonizing migrants for political gain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wade Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.